Thank you very much. My name is Sylvain Jutra. I'm now presently a forest hydrology teacher at Laval University at the Faculty of Forestry, Geography and Geomatics. But I worked previously as a postdoc researcher with Jean Caron at the Faculty of Food and Agricultural Sciences at the University Laval. And the result of this presentation were done with within the team of Jean Caron. This study is part of a larger project aiming to understand water needs of vegetable farming on organic soils. Organic soils by means of organic materials, mainly in the region of interest, they are producing lettuce. It's a big market in the southern Quebec. The market is mostly New York and the region of New England. They are also producing carrots, onions, and other types of vegetable in rotation with lettuce. Sorry. The lettuce is produced on a 45-day production schedule, and in Quebec, since we have a long and harsh winter, there's at maximum a 6-month growing season. Therefore, there's planting from May to the end of the production schedule, and they are harvesting also every day, approximately. Approximately because there's a lot of irregularity in quality and production, since there's a lot of different conditions when at the time of planting, during the growing season, desynchronizing the planting with the harvesting. Sometimes a field can take 42 days, the other one 47. So at some time they are lacking any field to harvest. And at other times, having problems because every fields are ready at the same times, So irrigation is used in by the producers of vegetable in this area. It's used for different reasons. Sometimes really irregularly, some producers don't even use irrigation because it's not often necessary. They use it to prevent drought. They use it sometimes to prevent tip burning. They use it for different reasons, but they don't have any precise guideline up to today. So the project was aiming to produce new information to the producers and to guide them in the way they would irrigate their land. The organic soils we're working on are soils cultivable due to man's work. Technically, these soils were wetlands, river wetlands, and they are now able to cultivate this land because they have been making a lot of mechanical work and also a lot of lime addition because those sites are really acidic. This, within a couple of years, 5 to 6 years, they are increasing a lot the decomposition of the organic matter, and then the first layer of soil becomes a mock soil, proper to cultivation. The modification of the soil properties are extremely variable according to the farming practices. Technically, in the same fields or in the same property of a farmer, they would be owning some fields that are under exploitation since 50 years, other 30 years, other 20 years. Others are even building new preparing new fields. So there's a lot of differences in the work done on the organic matter. So there's a lot of differences also in physical properties of soils. There's also a drainage question, the question of drainage. These soils are drained with different spaces and depth, the rotation they are using also. So consequently, there's a wide special heterogeneity of the physical properties. It is known by the producers, but it's just known because it's hard to go with the machinery on the field after a big rain, but they don't know how to. This would modify their way to irrigate their land. So the problematic was to know when and how much irrigation water is needed, and the main objective was to recommend if it's possible and worth it to consider a local management of the irrigation compared to a global one. The study site is in Sherrington, in Quebec. It's just a region south of Montreal. There's an great abundance of organic soil there. You don't see anything. I see everything here. But in these regions, you can have a large, really large areas of wetlands, and it's all following the same small river in this region. For the purpose of this study, we used a systematic sampling in October 2009, where we dug 80 pit ends and we described the soil profile. We take many samples that we brought. We put them in cylinders, so non-perturbated samples. In we brought back the cylinders in the laboratory, and we put them in a way to produce retention curves. And in May, it's written in French. May 2010, we add 80 more samples to this field sampling. This is what it looks like, the systematic sampling we've done, each dot representing a pedon and samples of soils. The general soil profile is looking like this. There's no more color you see there, but the first horizon is a plowed horizon where there's a lot of mechanical work every year. It's the top 15 to 20 centimeter. It's more or less aerated depending on the time it has been worked by the machinery. Just underneath, that's the big problematic layer where there's an accumulation of organic matter. Humic substances are binding each other with each other in the fibric material, and this horizon can be really thick and really compact, mostly on old fields. And lower, there is a coarser horizon, which is what we can consider the original material, which goes from mesic to fibric. And it can be really thick, some places up to 3 meter thick. And beneath there is a mineral soil made of clay. What we wanted to determine was the easily available water. The easily available water is the volumetric water content between the field capacity and the irrigation set point. It is determined by from in-situ measurement in the case of film capacity, because in organic soil it's much more difficult to establish. So we used potential meters in the field, and we evaluate the field capacity value there, the pressure at what water content has to be taken. And the irrigation set point was determined from greenhouse experiment, where a minus 30 kilopascal potential tension was evaluated and considered to be optimal to lettuce production. Then we have to determine the height of applied water for to recommend how much water to put on the field to the producer. And this is calculated from the easily available water and the rooting depth. The rooting depth of lettuce can go from 30 centimeters up to 1 meter in 45 days. It grows really fast and really deep, but sometimes it is also limited by the presence of the compact horizon, the OH. It is sometimes so thick and so hard that the roots cannot go lower than that, even though there's a lot of water beneath. The samples we brought back in laboratory were tested to produce retention curves, and these were made in Tempe cells. We installed everything with a computer acquisition data, logging data, in fact. So we were able to produce, to analyze six samples at the time on a 7-day cycle. We used a multi-step outflow method with pressure of 2, 10, 20, and 50 kilopascal. And data logging was made every 1 minute. And we were able to measure directly in the cell the volumetric water tension, water content, the metric potential, and also the outflow. The results here are curves that were produced from data that were treated by IDRIS, and these curves are close to what we measured on the field. You see in blue the OH, so the humified horizon, and OF, the fibric horizon. Not all of the curves are looking like this, but they are really close to what we can observe here. They can be translated. There's a lot of variability in the soil we measured, but at the same time, the information we want to have, it's the easily available water. And this doesn't seem to change that much from one type of soil to the other, even though the curve can have different values. Here, for example, the sample 177, the irrigation set point was set to minus 30 kilopascal. And in this condition, we have a water content of 60.66. And for this type of soils, the fill capacity value was evaluated at minus 5 kilopascal. And the value was at 0.75, which makes available water content. So if we want to irrigate to fill up the water when the soil is dry, the amount of water you have to put is 0.9, so 9% of the volume of soil you want to irrigate. The same thing here for the value of the fibric horizon, which is beneath the humic one. And in this case, it is larger. It is 0.14, so 14%. And this is really important for us to know because the height of irrigation will be dependent on that. Then there is the question of thickness of the organic matter. There's a lot of variability. Here what you see is the organic soil thickness. It goes in red from thick, from more than 150 centimeters, so up to 2 meters in some areas, to green where it is rather thin, up to 30 centimeter. It's pretty much the thinnest we had. Normally it looks, there's some patterns, but what we understand also is the pattern of use and age of the fields. So the more, the oldest the field are, the thinnest they are also. It's technically because there's a lot of oxidation and the fields with time just disappear. It's going out with the water or going out in the air. So the fields are estimated to lose as much as 1 inch per year of thickness in some areas. So the thickness in some time, in some places, is really thin. And here is an example of the subsampling we've done. Here the height of applied water goes from 2.8 in blue to 15.7, which is a huge difference of amount of applied water, and it's over a distance of 200 meters. And it's mostly limited by the fact that the soil in the light blue area is really thin, so there's only 30 centimeters of soil, which compared to the end in green, where there's more than 1 meter thick of soil. So in conclusion, the retention curves for organic soils, we have been able to earn good results with the multi-step method. There is a high variability of soil characteristics within the fields. However, there's a regularity in easily available water. The curves are not always the same, but at least we get pretty much the confident knowledge of how much water we can put in the water in the soil. So from 0.9 in humified soil to 0.14 to fibric soils. The height of applied water is therefore varying mostly with the limited soil depth, since the easily available water doesn't vary that much. Which limits the applied water is the soil depth and the root growth. Technically, we now have in our study enough variability, we measured enough variability to justify the evaluation of the local versus the global irrigation management, which are the next projects and next studies that we are intending to do in our project. So testing technically the local versus global irrigation management. Thank you very much.